Jude chapter 1. This book is full of wonders. It is so deep. I guess that's why God let Jude just write one letter. It'd been hard to take all of it. It's so deep. And it's good to see Nicholson folk here. Brother Reed, Mom, Pa, Nicholson, Randall, Brian, Joel, all our good friends. Amen. Jude. And he says, verse 19, I won't read all the other. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. So if you have not the Spirit, you will get together and do evil things. You will be sensual. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen. Praise the living God. Brother Reed, would you pray over that scripture for me? Amen. Praying in the Holy Ghost is what I like to speak on a little while this morning. Amen. A lot of people's got the wrong idea about what that means. Amen. I never will forget when I started trying to serve the Lord, my good pastor, Brother Dennis Smith, Seneca, Mount Vernon Holiness Church, he had a rock altar down the woods. You don't have to have a rock altar to be filled with the Holy Ghost and pray through, but you don't have to. But I tell you, if you can get a patch of woods and do it, I'd try it. I'd try it. Huh. I never will forget, Brother Reed. I run into a problem trying to start to serve the Lord, and there's this certain girl I wanted. Thank God I didn't get her. But I meant to do it right. I saw her hair bobbed off the other day, and one of her daughter in breeches and one of them half shirts. You know, I mean, I was glad long before I ever seen that I didn't get her, because I got the one I was supposed to get. But I got off of praying. I figured, well, I'm supposed to do it like this. So I started praying, and I found me a place down there on Cane Creek to go pray. So I'd go down there, and the Lord was teaching me something. I nearly didn't know how to pray. I raised in church all my life, and I prayed, getting older, had the Holy Ghost, but I was about 22 years old, but he wanted me to learn how to pray. If you don't learn how to pray, you shut the door and go home, it's over. It ain't how you shout in the Holy Ghost. All right, I don't want to hurt your feelings. But it's not how you shout in the Holy Ghost determines your spirituality. Your spirituality is based upon anointed praying. If you've got the Holy Ghost and you pray, you know what I'm talking about. But I got to praying down there, and I just don't like to preach long. If I can cut the fat off of it, I will. Just help me. Say 15, 20 minutes. Just help me to get through with that. I want to get make sense out of it and get and sit down. But I started going down there, and I'd take a rock, and I really wasn't quite sure what the rock was for, because I had more requests than one rock. But I was building a memorial, one stone at a time. And I'd go down there, and I'd pray, and I'd pray about that girl the whole time. And at the end, I'd ask about a few other things. I did that for 3 months. 3 months. I'd get off work at the cotton mill, go down there and park my car at Cane Creek, go down the woods and go up there. 3 months, I'd walk in a circle, and I'd pray about that girl. God got my attention using that situation to teach me the need to pray for spiritual things. A wife has a lot to do with spiritual things, but when you're not married, right then, that's not the most important thing. growing in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the most important thing throughout the whole Christian race. And conforming to Jesus Christ is the most important. It ought to be the light of our hearts. It ought to be the thrill of our hearts to conform to Jesus. But I was going down there praying, and I'd walk, but finally I began to find myself doing this. Lord, help me to be a better witness on my job. Help me to, help so-and-so. Help to. Finally, I got to the place where the thing I want the most, I just said, well, maybe if I pray for the things up front and put that at the back, God will answer prayer. Well, one day, after about 3 months, I was down there praying. Woo! And I say the heavens rolled back. And there was a heavenly guest come down. And I mean, I was in another world. And it wasn't long. I wanted to go down there and court the Lord and talk to Him. And I began to learn a little bit. Hey, man, if I'm going to be like Jesus, then I've got to pray in the Spirit. You see, a lot of people they think if they get down and pray in tongues, and don't get me wrong, I firmly believe in it, but you just don't get down and do that. Hey, man, but I say 90%, 95% of my praying is in a language I understand. Every once in a while, the Spirit of God will come along and He'll motivate me, and I'll pray in tongues for a while, and I know something's got through. I just know it got through. Amen. But real spiritual praying a lot of times causes us to mortify the deeds of the flesh and crucify ourselves. Amen. And get rid of ourselves out of the way. Amen. Get our little old hurt feelings. The sorriest thing you can do is go around with, oh, my feelings are hurt, so-and-so, and pity party. Crawl up within a cave like Elijah did and say, I'm the only one left. Amen. You don't have time to be spiritual and have self-pity. Amen. You've got to pray that old fat out of the way. Amen. And get yourself on the altar. And say, Lord, crucify me. Crucify the desires of this flesh. Amen. Mortify me. Amen. Praise God. You ain't prayed in the Spirit. You get yourself down on that altar and say, mortify it, Lord. That little feeling that I had when somebody didn't do right. Amen. I don't want that. I don't want to feel like that. I'd better feel the Spirit of God running down my soul. I ain't got time, amen, to feel like a wimp. I can't stand cats. I can't stand a kitty cat. They're the wimpiest things they are. I can pick them up and sling them, but I don't do it. That would really be carnal. But I can't stand a cat, and I can't stand wimpy spirits. I used to have one, and I can't stand it. Hey, man, to feel sorry for myself. Once in a while I'll get on that trail. The devil's disguised that trail so many times. He'll run out one day. Hey, man, but I'd get on it. I got familiar with the way he was leading me on that there self-pity stuff, And I got to going in that route. And you know what? Hey, man, I'd say, Mitchell, look, you feeling sorry for yourself. You ain't doing anything spiritual. That's not right. And after a while, but after over the years, he still don't give up. He'll try to make you feel sorry for yourself, and hey, man, you'll crawl up in the cave. But now, I begin to smell like a good hound dog. Well, I ain't going there. Hey, man, we don't have time to sit around and mope and wimp. Hey, man, thought needs men. Gotta mortify this old hide. Hang it up, amen. Let it die, amen. And let the Spirit of God come down and answer that altar by fire. Amen. We hadn't prayed. We get so lost in the Spirit that the world's nowhere around. Amen. And all it is, you and Jesus Christ. You don't have to be a preacher to do that. Amen. You don't have to be well known to do that. Amen. You can get around the kitchen sink, sisters, and let the Holy Ghost come down and pray. When He's coming down, take advantage of that time. Amen. Don't wimp around. Pray about the serious things that's coming. Serious things that's in your home. The things, amen, that's attacking your family. Don't sit around and say, oh, I wish I had a new automobile. Oh, start praying for foolishness like that. Hey, man, if you've got something to get you where you're going, that's all that matters. Hey, man, I know I've had to live that way. We've been just as happy in an 82. I can't remember if it's a Buick or an Oldsmobile. I don't know what we got now to give to us. Hey, man. You can be just as happy, amen, in the Spirit of God driving something like that because you're going to church. Amen. Amen. All this foolishness, people pray for things and they got to have this thing and that thing.
Hey, man, what we need is more of the Holy Ghost. Hey, man, to really make us realize what's going on in this world. What's tearing our homes apart. Hey, man, what's tearing our families apart. Hey, man, we need the Holy Ghost to build us up. You said praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up what? Your most, amen, feminine spirit? No. Your most holy faith. Amen. Praise God. I don't have a lot of engineering mind. I work in engineering, but I don't have a lot of engineering. I don't know how to do these things like Brother Phillips and the rest of you brethren that's been successful in big churches in one thing. But I know one thing. I know when the Spirit of God's around. I know when He's on my heart. He'll help me pray things out. Amen. Let me read a little scripture over here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He'll help you pray. Let me get back to that girl right quick and I'll get over here. He'll help you pray sensible. God's intelligent. He'll direct you to pray for things that make sense. Oh, I'm going to get right here, and if it hurts you, good. You need it. What do you say right here? People pray. One preacher come up and said, you know, well, leave the preachers alone. But they pray, Lord, give me a new car. Give me a new car. Yeah, they go down there and they fight and sweat, see how they can make the payment and come back. Look what God gave me, a monthly car payment. That's foolishness. They go in debt over stuff and the Spirit of God to tell them if they listen. You don't need that. Don't you want to see your youngins happy? You'll have to work two jobs to pay for that. Hadn't you rather do without old Mitchell and gang them youngins up and go to church and pray and preach? Wouldn't you rather do that than have those debts hanging on you that you know you can't afford? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you pray in the Spirit of God. He'll cut loose all of that selfishness and all that want. The problem is we want things that we don't need. Come on, and the things that we really need, we don't want. I prayed, I said, after about a year of praying, I done heard what shouting and happy was to be in the woods. I always brought up in a certain church, won't do no good to bring it up because it's me, it wasn't the church, it's me, my salvation, my walk with God. But I was always, it seemed like I had to get to church at 14 years old. I wanted to feel the Spirit. If I laid that old squirrel gun down in the woods behind the house and got down, I could have done it there. All that time wasted. There ain't wrong squirrel hunting. It's not. I got a boy. I want him to learn how to do that. I don't want this old feminine spirit on my boys. I don't want it. There ain't nothing wrong with enjoying some things. But the Bible, anyway, get back. God didn't give me the girl. I didn't understand all that. But I'll tell you what, He helped me to pray. I'm going to tell you, young people, this is what I pray. Now, you pray how you want to. But I was in the woods of praying. And after all that was over with, I found myself, Lord, give me a wife that wears it her sleeves at least below the elbow. Give me a wife, amen, that don't trim her hair. Don't do nothing to it but wash it, keep it clean. If she wears a watch, just let it be a plain watch band. Hey, man, I don't want to get off and left pills, you know. Hey, man, praise God. I don't want one that wants a TV. Boy, that'd be ignorant, wouldn't it? Hey, man. I said it, didn't I? But you see, the Spirit of God directed my prayers. Hey, man. He directed me to the things up above. The things I couldn't see, but I could. The things I couldn't hear, but I could. Hey, man, why? Because if you don't get yourself out of the way, we call it second blessing. We call it sanctification. Hey, don't preach like that. Well, the less you hear of it, the more of the world you see. Somebody better say amen, because I will. Amen. Sanctification. You say, well, I believe in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, eighth work. Believe me, follow my trail. But I believe it's a place you come to say, Lord, you're Lord. I'm not straddling the fence. I know it's getting on doctrine, but it needs to be in a camp meeting too. But he said, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Who's double-minded? One man said it's the people that ain't got faith. Well, you're definitely right. It is. But you know what that word? Now, I had to look it up in the Greek. You know, you say, no, we're not preaching to Greeks. But it still means it regardless. But I looked it up. Look up any Strong's, I guess, if you want to. But I'll do a little further than that sometime needed. And I looked it up. W.B. Godby. Who knows him? Who's read ever W.B. Godby? Old Methodist preacher. And it's awful quiet, good. Then you know people just wait and see what you're going to mess up on. But you know what he said? I got about 7 minutes. Purify your heart, you double-minded. A double-minded man is not the sinner he's talking about. He's not talking about the sinner. He said, sinner, get saved. Wash your hands pure of sinning. You double-minded, he said, purify your hearts. That's all of us that say, I want this, but God wants that, and I don't want to do this way, so I'm going to go this way for a while. But I think, well, it's better to go. You're unstable. You're drunk. You're carnally-minded. Hey, man, carnally-minded people will wind up in hell. He said, purify your hearts. And what did he say? What does that mean? It means residue. You ever been to a river? Who's been to a river that's beautifully flowing? White shoals. Beautiful. Go down about a half a mile and over in the corner, what do you see? I didn't know it was going this far, but it's got to do with spirituality. I know that. Over in the corner, you see a cesspool. Trash. Cups. Broken logs. Old arms of chairs or broken bottles. That's called residue. You need the Holy Ghost to come down through there and everything's flowing good except for that one little knot you've got that you won't turn loose, and you'll never pray through like you ought to, holding on to that little treasure chest and holding on to that very thing that God's told you He don't want you to pray about. What does He say? I had a buddy back home. His dad's an old Methodist preacher. Said he was walking a picket fence like this, straddling. I mean, I think you can't get no better example. Straddling the fence. And he was praying for a certain girl. And you know what? He kept praying. I want so-and-so, Lord. I want so-and-so. He didn't fall off the fence, but I'm going to tell you what he did. God said, if you keep praying for that girl, I'll give her to you for your own detriment. Well, he said, he didn't know what the word meant. This is one time it's all right to use Webster. Very seldom use it, brethren, for reading and studying the Word of God. But he went home and looked at his own destruction. Do you think he was foolish to keep praying for his own destruction? No! But if we're going to be carnally minded and hold to a little treasure in our hearts and a little pleasure in our soul, amen, and not let the Spirit of God cleanse that soul and heart, you'll never pray in the Holy Ghost. It takes a dead person, amen, to receive a living God. I know. I never have forgot the time when I was praying. And I know I've just scattered this everywhere. But it's all right. Let me go over here. I'll try to get to. Come and read these scriptures here right quick. Amen. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. That means our weaknesses. Do you have a weakness? Duh, I do. Do you? Who has one? Don't be ashamed. I'm up here in front of all of you. Good, you're human. Okay. The Spirit likewise helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. You don't learn this in a book. You can read Pray and Hide and be happy because he got his prayer through. But you've got to pray and I've got to pray. You can read all the answers to prayers of George Mueller you want to. But God would like for us to pray. George Mueller can't save me. Well, I've read some of it. I like that stuff. But you know what? I need something in 2005, which is fixing to come up. I need something for now. That'll help build your faith, but it won't build up your most holy faith unless you pray in the Spirit yourself. I got to come to close. I hate to repeat myself. For we know that we not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Aren't you glad for the aid of the Spirit of God who comes down and directs our prayer life? Have you ever been praying to God anointed to pray, and you never did pray for anything you was going to? Lost in another world. Because that's because the Spirit said you're not supposed to pray that today, Mitchell. This is what I want you to pray. And He gets it out and it's settled. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. Now, come to a close at this scripture. Amen. It's in Psalms 37. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You know the problem? Our desires are wrong. Furthermore, they're wrong because we have not delighted in the Lord. That means desire the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. What should be the desires of our heart? Heavenly, amen, heavenly dictation. That means let God write it out. Let God perform the prayer in you. Amen. Hey, I'd heat rather get anointed praying than anything I know. That's where you get your gallop up and you're ready to run and ride over the wall and take the city. Our delight's in the Lord. We're going to be thinking about heavenly things. So when the Lord needs you for something, you don't mind that old carnal thing you're going to do. Now everything is, you know, everything's carnal in this world, but I'm talking about the sinful aspect of carnality. Amen. Going buying a car is something carnal. Amen. But lusting after the car is devilish. Amen. And when I say lust, you ought to understand it means more than just after the opposite sex. Some people don't know that. It means the inward craving of the, amen, Adam nature. And we don't need to be doing that. We can't go to heaven and we won't be spiritual. But our problem sometime, and I said our, is because we do not delight ourselves in the Lord. We do not take His word. Now every promise in the book's not mine because I'm not a Jew. But there's some things that pertain to me in this book being a Gentile. I hope I didn't throw you for a loop there, but if you're not an Israelite, you will not be doing certain things in a millennium. It's the truth. Delight! Be happy! Be happy! Because heaven's giving you orders! And you're going to pray it through and going to go do it! Instead of trying to waste God's time over stuff that don't make no sense at all to your spiritual growth. Bless God. Well, hallelujah. Thank you. I thoroughly enjoy trying.